Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and happy Sunday to everyone, wherever you are listening from. I am so honored to have you here with me this Sunday. And again, it's a very, very exciting show it is lined up for. We're going to be talking about those of us who are single, live alone, we don't have any family here. And I know from personal experience that sometimes you get down in the dumps and, with the blues and everything like that. So we're going to talk about how to get rid of the blues. We're going to talk about how to pamper ourselves. We're going to talk about our associations and our fellowships. We're going to talk about self-image. We're going to talk about communication and anything else your little heart desires us to talk about this holiday season. Because it's not everybody has a family and people that they want to spend the holiday season with. So I am excited that I'm doing this conversation this evening. I am your host, Dynamic Daphne. Some call me the Queen of the Empowered Soul. Others call me Dr. Daphne. Whichever name your heart chooses to call me, I am still so appreciative of each and every one of you. Happy holiday, happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, happy Kwanzaa. And for those of my friends who don't celebrate anything, just happy life. So whatever it is you choose to celebrate, I am with you. So let us make this a stimulating conversation. The number to call is 646-915-8166. I want to welcome Mr. Walter Misch to the show. Yay, Walter, you made it. And thank you, thank you, thank you. For those of you who have been listening for the past, I think around about 5 weeks or so, Walter has been the producer for the show. And I forgot to check in with Walter today to let him know we're going to have a show. So he's here, and I'm thankful for that. So I welcome your conversation, and you can do so by calling 646-915-8166. And I want to start off with reading from Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude. And I will begin by reading the entry for December 23rd, which is today. Guys, it's 2 days away from Christmas. 2 days away from Christmas. And this entry comes from Victoria Cook. Holiday craziness leaves me no time for thankfulness. The hustle and bustle of the holiday season can easily overshadow the significance of the actual holidays. With the to-do lists growing, how will you find time to be thankful? One way to find the thanks is through giving. One of the best family holidays we shared was the year we adopted 2 sailors from the local naval base. They were 2 young recruits going through basic training who had not been off base in 8 weeks. After dinner, we encouraged the boys to phone their families. Each family was so glad to hear from their son and know he had a home-cooked meal, even though he was far from home. The day ended up being a real blessing to us, as well as the young men who shared our festivities. Not sure how to give of yourself? Bring a meal to a neighbor in need. Encouragement or volunteer at your local food pantry or homeless encouragement or a homeless shelter. Contact the local churches in your area and see what needs you might be able to fill. I guarantee you a much higher return than you give. It takes surprisingly less time than you think. Thank you so much, Veronica, for sharing that. And with that being said, and I just read about volunteering on church, I am so proud of our church in New Milford. Today they welcomed 11 families into the Faith Church Village, which is a trailer park that is set up for a year to host the families from the Staten Island Sandy disaster. Oh, what a blessing. I watched it on TV and I cried to see how blessed these families are and to listen to the gentleman's story. He was in the water. He's a non-swimmer. And he was in the water for 13 hours. And God save him that he's able to share his story today, so that other people can hear, as he's one of the 11 families that is moving into Faith Church Village. I tell you, what a blessing this is to the community. And to, as a matter of fact, to people around the nation. Because everybody is seeing what is being done there. And it is such a blessing. Again, congratulations to the people at Faith Church. Well, we are going to be talking about living our best lives around the holiday. Now, we want to start off by just setting the stage and let it be clear. One of my favorite thing to do is to understand about loving myself first. I am single. I have been single since 1985. I was married once in life. I got divorced and still single. So I understand about loving me. I must love me completely from head to toe, inside out, totally, 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 totally love me. So in order for me to be able to live my best life now, I must take these steps to completely, completely love me, because unless I can do that, I am not going to be able to love me. I'm going to be wallowing and all of that. I strongly believe that you cannot appreciate, if you cannot love and appreciate yourself, you're not in a position to love and appreciate anybody else, whether it is around the holidays or not. So, it's not in a selfish way, but you must love you first. Because once you love you, you're exuding, you're putting out, you're attracting back love. People are going to want to be around you. Not until you can do those things that you are going to be able to appreciate yourself and appreciate others. Now, I want you to listen to me. Listen to what I'm saying and hear me well. What I just mentioned, it does not mean that you are going to have everything together. As you examine and look over your life, right now, you will observe areas that needs a little tweaking, need a little fixing, and need a little working on. I am not telling you to wait until you have all those things in order to begin to love you now. As a matter of fact, as you identify those things, you begin to love yourself now, and you journal about those things, the things that needs a little fixing. You make a plan when you're going to start working on that. So again, I'm pulling out that good book, and I'm not talking about the Bible. I am talking about your journal. So you journal about those things, and you say to yourself, I know I need to work on these areas. My plan is to make a commitment to begin working on them and such a date. I was so excited. I was on Facebook reading some things, and my colleague and friend Dolores Presley out in Ohio posted something in the news feed that said, I have made up my mind to blank as of today. And it was interesting to see things that people were doing. It just shows that we must take a stand. Because if we don't take a stand, we are going to be falling for anything. We are going to be led by anything. So you must take a stand for what it is. There are things that we do not accept or we are not satisfied with in our lives. And when that happens, there comes the time when we can reinvent in order to transform that thing into what we want it to be, that thing that God lines it up to be. Because there is nobody that is breathing good old oxygen that has arrived. We are all a work in progress. And we need to accept what it is that we need to work on and be humble enough to work on it. There's nothing to be prideful or egotistic about, or to be shameful about, or to feel guilty about. People who ask for help are strong people. People who can look around and said, I don't have it all together in this area, are smart, intelligent people. And they go out and they look for a mentor. They look for an accountability partner. They look for a coach. Or they look for an advisor to help them to work on that which they need help with. So, help is at your disposal. You just need to ask for it. Okay? So after you journal that, you set a date when you're going to start working on it. You need to do that because as we examine our lives, we stand in front of the mirror. We examine our lives and we see stuff that needs working on and fixing. And that, depending on how severe those things are, oftentimes those things are severe enough to put you down in the dump and to say, oh, well, why should I bother? Why should I enjoy this holiday now? I got this to look on, that to look on, oh, this happened in my life and the other happens in my life. So what? Acknowledge them, make a plan to work on them and move on. Enjoy now. Enjoy the day today. Enjoy it. Today is the best day of the rest of your life because you know why it is? Because this is the only day you see. Today. The best day of your life. So you embrace it and you enjoy it. After you fully understand how to appreciate you, then you are ready to incorporate other people in your circle, in your surroundings, in your environment, and in your life. A lot of people are alone, not only because they do not have biological family, but because they are selfish and they are not joy to be around. So look yourself in the mirror with a big old smile on your face and ask the question, do I enjoy being around me? Be honest with the question. The next question I want you to ask yourself, how much do I love me? How do I feel when I am with me? Remember, guys, there are no wrong or right to these answers. They are just the answers that you need. In order to get the right answers, we have to ask the correct questions. And right now, what you're doing is you are taking self-inventory of what it is you are about and how you can live your best life this holiday season. You might not be able to do much, but we are talking about the things that you can do right now to make sure you enjoy being around you. If you are just joining me, the number to call and to join this conversation is 646-915-8166. And we are talking about living our best single life around the holiday time. It's not a time to get in the blues and get down in the dump and in the valley, but it is a time to applaud and embrace who you are, your authentic self. Make every effort to enjoy your holiday this season, no matter what. Even if some of the things I'm going to be discussing that cost money, even if you do not have money to get involved in all of those, make sure some of these things that I just spoke about, which does not take any money to do, you implement them so you can enjoy your holiday. Let me tell you, in order for you to enjoy this holiday, you must remember to cancel, not to postpone, but to cancel the pity party. Last time I looked at the list, you were the only confirmed guest on that list. So cancel the party, not postpone it. Cancel, 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 cancel the party. Because you are the only confirmed guest on that list. So you cancel, cancel that party. Now, living your best life now during the holiday season, regardless of what you are celebrating, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, or for those who do not celebrate at all, there are a few key points I want to go over with you. However, I want you to grab a pen and paper while I'm waiting on you to come back with your pen and paper. I want to read a poem for you by Debbie Avery. To live life to its fullest is to look forward to each day as a new adventure, to learn from your mistakes, to grow, to appreciate the beauty in the world, to love yourself so you can love others, to accept differences between criticism and appreciate them for what they are, to strive to be a better person, to set your goals and work for them, to find joy in giving and loving and sharing and caring, to find peace within yourself so that you can appreciate the world around you, to spend time with family and friends and make new friends, to thank God each new day and to dream of each new tomorrow as another new adventure. And this is this is just affirming what I said before. This is just putting the icing on the cake to show us that before we can love ourselves, those are the things we need to be do. Before we can love others, excuse me. Those are the things we need to be doing for ourselves. So let us go into some of these points that you can do to be sure to enjoy your holiday season now. And as a matter of fact, many of these you will be able to use to enjoy your life on an everyday basis. So I hope you got your paper. The first thing you want to do for yourself is, again, these are things that you will need to do for yourself to live your best single life during this holiday season or whenever your heart desires. The first thing to do is to think of an experience. Think of an experience that you have not done for yourself. You can choose experiences like a spa day. Some people have never gone to a spa, so you can do a spa day. You can go for a hot air balloon ride. You can go for a bungee jump. You can go for an helicopter ride if you are in a town or a city where they do those as an excursion. I know they do those in New York City. You can treat yourself for a ride in a helicopter or something. You can go ziplining. If you are in the type of climate where ziplining is being done this holiday season, go and get that done for you. You can book a reservation for yourself at a nice hotel, a guest house, or an inn. You don't have to get somebody to treat you. You have 12 months to make arrangements for that. You book, you make your reservations to go in, and you spend that time there. You are being catered to. You are being waited on, and you just enjoy yourself. You can also go to a gourmet restaurant. There are many of those around. There are restaurants where their menu is made up every day, and they are also referred to as seasonal restaurants. Whatever is on the menu is what is in season. And they do not know from today what they're having tomorrow, because it depends on what comes into the kitchen. So you can go to one of those restaurants. You go there, always extremely elegant. I know some of the restaurants like that have what they call community table, where if you're going to feel weird about sitting by yourself, you can join the community table and sit with the gathering. I have no problem with sitting by myself, not because I'm antisocial, but I love me and I can enjoy my company. So it doesn't have to be the holiday for me to go out and sit by myself and have a good meal. Okay? So those are the things you can do for yourself. And to continue that list, I want to remind you that this holiday season, get out some of your best clothes. Dress for you. Look good for you. Tweak your image. You're not doing it for anybody. You are doing it for yourself. And take some pictures so you can look at it and enjoy how you are looking. Call up your best friends who are no longer living close to you. They are in other cities, other towns, or other countries far away from you. Spend some time on the phone to just talk to them and express how much you appreciate them. And encourage them to do some of the things that you are doing for yourself. You know, you are not going to whine about the good old days when you were all together. But you can find out, Daphne, what are you? What's your plan for you today? Or you can call the day before and say, what are you planning to do on Christmas or whatever holiday it is? And if they sound as if they're going to attend that pity party, the one I told you to cancel, this is your opportunity to remind them to cancel the party, because there's nobody else on the list but them. So you can tell them what's in their town, and everybody is so savvy on the internet. You might have your iPod or your smartphone right there, and you can just search right there what some exciting things is around them. You can tweet it to them and say, look what I've just found that's happening in your town. Why don't you call up and make reservations to go to that? And tell me how you like it, how it work out. And some of the same pointers I am sharing here with you, you can share that with them too. And the aim here, guys, is to make sure that nobody is experiencing depression and Just nobody's supposed to be in the blues. Nobody's supposed to feel lonely and feel as if they are not appreciative. We are living in an era now where, because of work and different reasons, people are thousands and thousands of miles away from biological family. And I say God bless extended family, because there are many of us who are in different countries, different towns, different cities, different regions, and we are just so out, so far away from our biological family. So thanks to extended families, whether it is from organization or from places of worship, who has taken us into their families and let us feel as part of them. And as I read from Victoria's Entry, who allow us to have a hot cooked meal for those people who probably can't even do that for themselves. So just so thankful for that. The next thing we're going to talk about is that go to a concert. You know, sometimes if you plan ahead, you don't even have to get the tickets for full price. You know, get the ticket, you go out, dress up, go enjoy yourself. Guys, you don't always have to have company to go where you are going. And this is why it is so important to love yourself. Because when you love yourself, you ain't waiting around to say, oh, I wonder if Daphne will go with me. I wonder if Walter will go with me. No, you can go with yourself and have fun and have a good time. And when you come back and you share with us your excitement and the enjoyment you had when you went there, now, who knows, you will get me excited about going there with you the next time. So don't ever give up because you don't have company to go with. And some people say, oh, I don't have a date, I don't want to go by myself. Come out and go by yourself. Go there, make new friends. So you go to concerts. You can go to plays. You can go to a movie. But there's always things around. There's always something new that you can find to do that you have not done. Go to an art show. You know, there's always things that is happening that you can be part of. Look in your local directories to see what is going on. I know here in Connecticut, the Litchfield Inn is up in Litchfield. And for those of you who are listening who live in this area, they have very economical things that are going on there that gives you the opportunity to have an exquisitely fabulous time. That you can just dress up and go there and feel good and just enjoy. You know, you can go to a comedy club where you can get a good laughter. I know in New York City, you can go into nice comedy club off of Times Square and you can see a show, and for $10, you can get in to see the show and you just need to buy two drinks. Two drinks and $10 and you see a full comedy show. So if you research and look around, you are going to be seeing wonderful, wonderful things. Here is one more thing, continuing the list. You can hire a private chef, a gourmet private chef, and tell them you want them to come to your house and to cook your dinner. The chefs, they will do all the shopping from appetizers to main course to dessert to wine, the works, even the music and the candles. And yes, You don't need to have a date to do that. You can do it for yourself. However, if you have a neighbor or you know somebody who is by themselves, why don't you invite them to enjoy that with you as well? Or both of you could pool together and hire the private chef, and you can decide whether it's going to be host at your home or at the other person's home. But that will be fun. You don't have to do no dishes. You don't have to clean up any kitchen. You don't have to do anything other than present yourself, enjoy, and look fabulous. And you know what? Set up your webcam to tape the whole experience so you can have that as part of your archives that you can look back on and enjoy and see, these are the things that I have done for me. If you are listening, I would invite you to call in to 646-915-8166 and let me know some of the things that you have done or will be doing to live your best life this holiday season. If you're in the chat room, you can type it and I will read it. If you're in the chat room and you want to call in and say what it is you're doing, you're also welcome to do that as well. However, I just want to have you as part of this conversation. Yes, I tell you, once you hire the chef, we mentioned that the chef does the whole thing. You know, from appetizers and everything is so fresh. And it's made fresh and come to your plates and nothing is piled up and you just have such a good time and it feels so good to be pampered, you know. Feels so good to be pampered and to just enjoy great gourmet organic foods being prepared for you by your own personal private chef. There are some chefs that bottle their own, they have their own wine labels, and they might include that, or they might shop for your favorite wine or champagne. For those people who take that, they even have non-alcoholic. For those people who want the ambiance but not the alcohol. So you won't be feeling jilted or left out because they have it as non-alcoholic too. So you just sit and just enjoy yourself. If you have somebody to invite, by all means, go ahead and invite them. If you don't, enjoy every moment of it by yourself. Remember, you must love you. You must enjoy your company in all ways to do this. Guys, we must get into the habit of going all the way for ourselves. Go all the way out. Don't hold back when it comes to you. It's shameful to say that people will go out and they will buy the most expensive gifts for other people. And when it comes to themselves, they are shortchanging themselves. And they are not getting the best things that they deserve. If you are listening, the next thing I want you to do is to tweet your friends and Facebook them and tell them to call in. I want to hear from people about what it is they do for themselves if they are single to enjoy the holiday season. One of the other things you can do, you can get a makeover and take some photos of yourself and create new album and frame some of those pictures to adorn the walls of your homes. And just enjoy you. and you look and you say, oh, look at that beautiful woman. Look at that handsome man. And you look back and say, oh, that is me. You see yourself in a whole different light. The next thing you can do, and don't be stingy, buy yourself fresh flowers, scented candles, and adorn your homes with them. So that when you walk in, you're smelling this sweet aroma. And you know, wow, this is for me. Wow, this is for Daphne. This is for Walter. This is for John. This is for Deborah. This is for Sonia. And oh, do I deserve this? Instead of walking in and slamming the door and say, oh, today is just another day. Oh, what is it? I'm this, I'm that, and the other. No, you enjoy the best. So just, you know, just you can leave the candles burning, but leave them in a secured container or unsecure location, because if you have cats and they like to jump up, like my Toby like to jump up, you probably won't want to leave the candles burning. But your flowers, your fresh flowers, they are going to give you a nice aroma once you walk into your home. The next thing you can do, remember at the beginning, did I talk about the spa treatment? Did I tell you? Well, if I did not tell you, I'm going to tell you now. Go and spend a day at the spa. Get a spa treatment. And for those of you who did not splurge on the spa, I want you to go and get a massage. Get a massage. Get a hot stone massage or a deep tissue massage, whatever massage it is. But by all means, treat yourself to a massage. When you do the spa day, all the time massage is included. However, if you did not splurge, as I said, on the massage, on the spa, you still have time to play a little catch up. Go and get the massage for yourself. And for those of you who are still so stingy that you don't want to do the massage, please, for heaven's sake, go and do a pedicure and a manicure. And just don't do the ordinary one. Get a hot wax pedicure and a hot wax manicure. I tell you, your feet and your hands will not feel the same way when you get out of that place. And you are going to be saying to yourself, oh, I'm never ever not going to have one of these again. I am committing myself to do that. And with all of that being said, I want to remind you to make sure you're eating right through all of this process. I want to share again from celebrating 365 days of gratitude. And I want to share this, You Amaze Me by Frank Nunez. I can list obvious reasons that make you the great woman that you are. However, the more concealed features of your personal nature better defined you as an exceptional being. Your human spirit reveals itself every time you have the opportunity to help the needy. You never pass up a panhandler without giving him a coin, a warm smile, and a friendly, have a good day. It's never an annoyance. Instead, it's a welcome opportunity to be friendly and lend a hand. You are a righteous person and always remain non-judgmental. Your words are always positive or neutral. They are never negative. You never share an opinion unless you know the subject matter well. And even then, you remain a critical thinker and always consider both sides of any story. You have the virtue of patience. You never react prematurely to situations and people. You remain composed during the most difficult situations, and you calmly wait for the outcome. You are the go-to person for family and friends. We trust and value your opinion. I see more than a wife in you, Claudia. I see a woman I admire. Thank you for the privilege. I'm glad you exist. Frank Nunez. Oh, what a compliment. Oh, what a compliment to hear. What a compliment to be bestowed on someone. And my prayer for Claudia is that she knows of these qualities for herself. And no doubt Claudia does. Because as I read Frank's statement and affirmation of his lovely bride, I read of someone who is certain of who she is. She is extremely certain of to whom she belongs, and she is certain of who creates her. So I tell you that these are the qualities of people who understand, embrace, and appreciate who they are as an individual in order to give so much of themselves to others. And if you are the owner of the book Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude, this story from Frank Nunez to his extremely amazing bride Claudia is listed on page 389. I pray that each of you will find the qualities like Claudia has found her qualities in who she is. I pray that each and every one of you under the sound of my voice today will no longer be selfish with those qualities that God has blessed you with, and that you will continue to give abundantly to everyone that comes close to you, or even those who are millions of miles away. Because of the ability to utilize the internet or to utilize a platform like I am utilizing today, I ask you to give more of yourself, because it is in giving more of yourself that you will come into your greatness of understanding who you are, and that you can always enjoy who you are. Yes, we still have 40 minutes remaining, and I want to hear from you. Why don't you tweet your friends, Facebook them, and tell them to call into the show, 646-915-8166. And let me hear from you guys about what it is you're doing to live your best life around this holiday season. Are you someone who finds yourself deep, deep down in the valley each holiday time? Let me hear from you. And let's talk about some of the things that you can do to lift yourself up. And I'm going to go to my producer, Mr. Walter Misch. I know Walter is single too. So Walter, what are you doing, or what have you done to make sure that you are not down in the valley or under the blues around the holiday season? Let me hear from you what you are doing to appreciate Walter. So, and for all the other people who are listening on your phones and on your iPod, on your computers, let me hear from you guys. 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. You know, one of the other things that you can also do for yourself, as you evolve during this holiday season, why don't you write a couple of poems about the new person that you have evolved into and share them with other people? You know, we grew up in a society that tries to program us not to talk about ourselves, not to brag, especially with women. It's not ladylike to brag. But I'm giving you permission to... Yes, I know who this is. This is my producer, because I heard my voice echoing in the background. Yes. So,
hi, Daphne.
Hi, Mr. Walter. How are you?
I'm doing good.
What are you doing to you?
I'm trying to get confused by the radio show because it's already on, but things I do around the holidays is, because I am a single gentleman. I live alone. So what it is, what I like to do is I do treat myself. Something I need that's special to me, I always buy myself a Christmas present.
Not.
And I do a lot of praying and worship the Lord. And I do prefer during the holidays to spend time alone so I can spend it with the Lord and just celebrate Christmas in my own special way. I didn't hear what you said.
Right, so it's good to that God takes the time.
Yeah. I do go out and see family. It's hard now since I lost my car. But sometimes I get invited, sometimes not, but you know. But I do try to talk to people, and I like to stay on a high note, look up. You know, if I get overwhelmed, I watch a comedy show, you know. I stocked up with a lot of Three Stooges and Alex Stellos just for that reason.
Can you
repeat that, Daphne? I keep on getting there.
Saying that laughter is the best medicine, and we...
Yeah, yes it is, Daphne. It says that in the Bible, and
and I
take that serious. You know, whenever I feel I'm in a downward, you know, motion, which I try to avoid, but if I do, you know, start to get down or discouraged, I sit down there, you know, and even though I saw the Three Stooges, Abbott Costello, 100 times, Honeymooners, 100 times over and over, I always still find a funny part that makes me come out with that deep laughter and everything's forgotten, you know, and it's, and then I'm heading back up.
That's right. We all depend on Ralph to give us
And helping you on your show.
Yes.
Is a good uplift for me too, because it's keeping me busy. You know, like I'm a disabled person, so gives me something I can do.
We have a big show coming up after Christmas.
Yes, I'm going to start getting ready for that now.
Yeah, that's going to be a big one. That's going to be a big, big one. So I want to thank you for calling in and okay.
Yeah, I just want to say Merry Christmas to you, Daphne, and Merry Christmas to all your listeners, and God bless. Yeah, I'll go back to producing what I do best.
Thank you. Thank you, Walt.
Okay. Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yes, so that was Mr. Walter Mish, who is my producer. He always takes time. He's such a blessing to me. And, you know, it doesn't take a lot for you guys to just call in and express, you know, how you do what you do. I mean, you know, Walter say he devotes his time. He buys himself a Christmas gift, and he likes being by himself at the Christmas time because it gives him time to be with the Lord, where he can worship and get into prayer and just do the things that he needs to do, that he can remain on the upbeat. Because you know that a lot of people spend time on the television, and Lord knows a lot of times what's going on in there is enough to push people down in the dumps. So be cautious as to what you're looking at. He says when he's trying to get in the dump, he watched the Three Stooges or the Honeymooners. He's getting some comedy in so that he can laugh and revive his energy. And that's what I was mentioning about when I mentioned that everybody needs to do something for themselves. You know yourself best. So you need to do something for you, something that makes you happy, and something that will boost your energy and your self-esteem. During the holidays, when you live alone, it is not time to keep the blinders down, close the curtains. You need to open the windows and let some light in. And when I say that, I mean the windows of your homes, but also the windows of your life. You must open it. Pull the blinds away and let some light in. Each and every one of us have different blinders closed in our lives. But we must be bold to become transparent and to become vulnerable so that we can begin to appreciate and embrace and acknowledge who we are. We are greater than we can ever imagine. I want to remind everybody that God did not make a nobody. God created us as powerful, powerful spiritual beings. So for those of you who are paying mediocre and shrinking yourself to make somebody else happy, shame on you. Shame on you. You need to raise your banner high. Stand tall into that place that you were called to be. You are an authentic, unique being. So you stand tall in that, knowing that God created you as a great person. He's alive. This is an entry from Misty Vanderweel. Duchenne muscular dystrophy. How can I get grateful for you? You have ravaged my son's body, confined him to a wheelchair, and you have ripped my heart out more times than I can count. That's easy. My soul is singing with gratitude because my son graduated from high school when they told me he probably wouldn't, and he has a diploma to prove it. He escaped having tracheostomy. He jumped courageously at the chance for healing when others said he was snake oil. I am grateful for the first we have celebrated this year. Like witnessing him hugging his sister and seeing his health and vitality improving instead of declining. He is taking hold of the reins of his life when I never thought he'd get the chance. He has given me the hope and inspiration to live my purpose on a mission to fight for a cure. He is thriving, not just surviving. Today is his birthday, and he is alive. Duchenne is a child's progressive degenerative muscular disease that affects 300,000 plus worldwide. There are 300 to 400 new diagnoses every year. And tragically, two people die every day from complications. There is no known cure. Thank you, Misty Vanderweel, for sharing your family's story. You know, I'm so thankful that she shares that because, you know, as we talk about living our best life this holiday season, everybody have a reason why they think that they ought to be unhappy and why they ought to be sad and why they ought to be complaining. But those same people have every reason to be so thankful for seeing the rising of the sun today. And that might be you, it might be someone you know. It is your responsibility to encourage somebody else who you see that is sliding down in the valley. Yesterday, I went to my friend. Every year, she gives a party for the BMXers, and she invited me, and I was there. And I was speaking to a lady from right around town here, and she mentioned someone who lives on the New Milford Green that she had gone to visit, and the lady was in her 80s, and the lady was very sad, and she was sharing that she's going to call the lady on Christmas Day, and if the lady has not been invited to go any place, she is going to invite her to come and be with her because she hates to see her this unhappy around the holiday season. Are you willing to look around in your community and to see others who are not having any joy or who are not experiencing any happiness? You can make the difference in their lives. You certainly can do that. But you must be bold in stepping out of your comfort zone and to reach out to somebody else. Regardless of their culture, regardless of their ethnicity, regardless of their sexual orientation, see them as people. Separate them from all the other fluffs that we get caught up in and just reach out and touch somebody. It's really not about the expensive gifts and all of that, because a lot of times people who you spend the money on to give them the expensive gift, they really don't need it and they really don't appreciate it. So you can do well by sharing yourself with somebody else and bringing some joy and happiness in their lives. Another thing, as we are talking today about living our best single life around the holiday time for those of us who are single. You know, I mentioned about writing poetry, but you can write little Christmas stories. I know that everybody is creative, and you can create beautiful little things, little artwork and everything. People are so, so talented. Why don't you create little things that you will give to people? You could probably go to the senior center. You could probably go to the shelter for the homeless. Whatever it is, you can do a little something for somebody else. Spread the joy around. Share the joy around. We still have 22 minutes remaining, and I invite you to call in to 646-915-8166. I want to read a poem from Colin McCarthy. I just love Colin's writings. My favorite wish for you: for you to always find whatever you seek from life and more, not just happiness, but joy, and a life that is better than you ever imagined before. For you to feel safe and secure. For you to feel strong and self-assured, fully able to enjoy the blessings of this day and all your beautiful tomorrows. For you to always take care, to feel good about yourself within, for you to be well, and to always feel as wonderful as you always look to me. For you to remember that my light will always shine for you, that you will never be without a dear friend to talk to. You will never be without someone who loves you and cherishes the person you are. You will never be without someone who hopes for the best in everything you do. You will never be without me, wishing nothing but good things for you. And this is a dedication to all of my dear friends, wherever you are, for all of my single friends. You know, I want to encourage you to love you and take care of you so that comes 2013, if the Lord has someone for you out there, you're going to be ready to embrace him or her. Because a lot of times our folk, our partners are not coming to us because we are not ready for them. So this is for you just as it is for me. Why don't we begin to get ready so that when the king comes, the princess, the prince comes, or the queen or the princess comes, or the prince or the king comes in 2013, we are going to be ready to embrace him or her into our lives. Because guess what? We would have took all the time to really fix all those stuff that needs fixing. All right? So you can still call in. The number to call is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. I want to encourage you to, you know, as you work on the things you want to take care of to enjoy your best life this holiday season, why don't you at the same time spend some time looking and the life that you want for yourself for the rest of your life, you know, your goals, you know? I want you to see your life as an empty picture frame. And you have this huge empty frame on your wall. There is nothing in it looking back at you. It's just the empty frame. I want you to take these next, what is it, another week or so before the year is ended. I want us to take these last days of this 2012, I want us to begin to fill up this empty picture frame we have with the person we want to become. It doesn't matter how successful you are now. You can do more. I want you to create the business that you want in that beautiful empty frame. So it's a big frame. You have enough real estate in there to do what it is that you want to do. To make God proud, more proud of you and more satisfied that you have walked into that which he has called you to do. So get your frame, mount it on your wall. You don't need anything in it. Take everything out of it. And mentally, each and every day, I want you to begin to place a picture in that frame with your mind about the person you want to be in 2013. The results you want to manifest. The legacies you want to begin to create. The lives that you want to touch. I want you to continue to look on that frame every day you wake up and see something new and powerful in there. It might be a project that you have had on hold for so long, putting it on the back burner and you keep pushing it further and further and further back on that burner. I want you to look in that picture frame and I want you to begin to bring it forward. Bring those projects back. It might be things that you thought about when you were in high school or when you were in college. It might be a musical instrument that you wanted to play that you have never done. As you work on yourself this holiday season, as you look on your life as a single person, what are some of the things that you have deprived yourself from? I want you to go ahead. You have my permission to go ahead and place those things in your empty picture frame of life. Think about them. Smile as you place each one in the frame. Applaud yourself. Give yourself a pat on the back. Say, Daphne, I'm proud of you for picking that up and for placing it in the frame. And I tell you, God's willing, when we do this show next Christmas, whether I'm single or not, I'm still going to do an episode for the people who are single. And if I'm not single, which I know God will probably bring me the person that deserves me, I'll still be hanging out with you and encouraging you because I'll have my story to share about how this show helped me, and I know it will help you too. So for those of you who will not be single next Christmas, I mean Christmas of 2013, and you are listening to this show today, I want to ask you to make me a promise that 2013 Christmas, you will call into this show and you will talk about the conversation you heard on the show today and how it did help you to get the result you want for today. I want you to enjoy who you are. Treasure who you are. If you are not yet certain to whom you belong totally, this is your time to do that. I want to invite you to join us on Wednesday, the 26th of December, the day after Christmas. We will be talking with some ladies about reinvention. Is it worth it? And you are a step of the game because today I'm talking to you about how you're going to live your best life this holiday season and how to create the pictures in the frame that you want for your life, not only for this holiday season, but for the rest of your life. So Wednesday, I invite you back to the conversation. I also want you to visit me. You can get some free products, free ebook, free DVDs at dynamicdaphneempowers.com. I want you to follow me on Twitter at dynamicdaphne. I want you to like my fan page at facebook.com/dynamicdaphne. I want you to connect with me on LinkedIn, linkedin.com/Daphne-Clark-Hudson. I am also on Skype, the Queen of the Empowered Soul, for those who want to speak with me on Skype. And if you just Google me, Daphne Clark Hudson, you will find me out there. Connect with me. I want to hear from you. I want to hear how the show has touched your life. I want to thank all 80-something plus thousand of you who have been supporting me over the years. For those people who support my TV show and is also supporting here on the radio show, I thank God for you. And for those of you who saw the link, the Carmel Moravian Breakfast Feeding Program, I have now created different levels that you can contribute, and we are starting from $5,000 up to $5 trillion. I mean, from $5 to $5 trillion. So there is something that each and every one of you can do. If you only have $2, try to get somebody else with you to make that $2, $5, and to also so you can contribute to the breakfast feeding program. So far, we have $130 on the GoFundMe site, thanks to the three people, Michael Koch, Debbie, and Marcia. Thank Michael, Debbie, and Marcia for your belief in that which God has called me to. I encourage those of you who are listening who wants to give a donation of material things. We are looking for T-shirts. If you want to give us some T-shirts for the program, communicate with us and we'll give you the logo. We have our logo. We have the logo for the Empowering People Foundation, which is the foundation that is housing the breakfast feeding program. If you want to give us some utensils, cereal bowls, plates, forks, cups, mugs, all of those things, if you want to give us things like those, we are looking for those too. If you are an architect that can design a cafeteria, the Moravian Church has agreed to give us land to build a cafeteria for the school so that the children will not have to take their meals back in the classroom after they pick it up at the window at the canteen, but that they can have a cafeteria where they dine in. So that's the big project overall. We want to start the breakfast program, and later on, as the funds come in, we want to have the cafeteria. So I just want to go ahead and thank God for giving all of you an overflow. May your purses be overflowing so that you can give generously to the breakfast feeding program at the Carmel Moravian School in Jamaica, in Westmoreland, Jamaica, a little country town called Carmel. The children there will love you, will love you, will love you. The other things we're looking for, the church has a lot of land, and we are looking for different tropical seeds that the parents from the school will be able to farm the produce that is used at the canteen. So we want to bring them the seeds, and they will farm. And then we will buy the produce from them so they can earn some income. And we will feed the people there with fresh organic food from the farm to the canteen to the system of the children. So God has big plans for us with that project. And I pray that you will see it fit to be part of the project. I want to wish you all a merry, merry Christmas and a prosperous and successful, successful new year. And as I always say, do not settle for mediocrity because you have the ability to create excellence. I want you to remember that each and every day of your life. You are created for greatness. The only person that can stop you or prevent you, it's you. I want you, remember, use every opportunity you have beginning this holiday season to begin to place the pictures that you want in your empty picture frame so that you will get the result that you so richly deserve. I want to thank all of you, the people in the chat room. I want to thank my producer, Mr. Walter Mitch, all of you listening online. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you much. For those of you in Jamaica, send me a piece of the black cake and a bottle of sorrel, please. And some ginger beer, whatever it is you made this Christmas season. Send me some. Send me some. And I know Jamaica, they're making the delicious gungu rice and peas, because this is gungu time. Christmas is gungu time in Jamaica. Gungu and sweet yam time in Jamaica. So send me some of those to my son Javonte in Jamaica. Merry Christmas to my family and friends, my aunties in Bronte, all over the place. I wish you a Merry Christmas. My family in Kingston, Smokyville. My friends and family in Maypen, all over the place. My friend in Lucy, Montego Bay, Savlamar, Kingston. My friend Lorraine, so many, 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 many people. I love you guys, love you guys. Merry, merry, merry Christmas and a happy, happy new year.
What's the place that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God.